For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And just a reminder for those of you who might be headed to Providence and might have to use the Washington Bridge, they have opened that new lane. So they now have three lanes that are going, and there are two 10-foot wide lanes and then one 11-foot wide lane. So trucks have to go to the right. But they're also going to be milling and paving in that area every night starting at 9 p.m. on the eastbound side. So there'll be alternating lane closures in both directions all the way to the bridge on I-95. So keep that in mind. There's going to be all kinds of traffic problems. But if you need to go over the bridge, they've got it three lanes now, so that should be helpful, I guess. But enjoy it. That's your traffic pattern for the next couple of years. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
How you doing, Lamone?
Pretty good. So did you get ever look at that video?
I haven't looked at it yet.
You are so bad, and I don't mean in a good way either. Bad to me. So his slot kicks up this tonight. Kenan Thompson. Now, when you think of Kenan Thompson, you think of Good Burger, right?
I think now of SNL.
Yeah, but still, think about that. While we were out kicking it, it was like 20 different people said, "Hey, welcome to Good Burger," while we were out kicking it. And so this thought I'll share that with you. So are you planning on doing Spooky this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
So you saw Mama Thornton, right?
Yep.
I played with her. I played her guitar.
Oh, wow.
Years ago. Yeah, this back, I would say, like, maybe 92, 93, something like that. This was after I was kicking with Yngwie. He was teaching me how to play. See, the way Yngwie plays is, like, it's classical music. You know, plays classical music. That's what I kind of learned, things like that, but I don't know. Anything good happened up there in your neck of the woods in the news-wise this weekend?
I just had a quiet weekend. Celtics won, Bruins won. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And plus, Luther Vandross, he's in a couple other different Hall of Fame. I think he's in the Motown Hall of Fame also.
Yeah, but he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, surprisingly.
Well, we're going to work on that. Like I said, you know, I've got that neck of whoever I like, you know, I've got like Cool in the Game. Remember talking about Cool in the Game? Mm-hmm. I've got people that started voting on them, and they should have been in a long time ago. And I think that a perfect person, I think, you know, since JT isn't seeing them anymore, you know, real cool, you know, cool game. He died a couple of years ago. But JT, he's still alive. But there's a different guy that's singing for them now. I think who would have been a good, a great lead singer for Kool & the Gang.
Who's that?
Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think that could have worked good with, you know, Dennis DeYoung has a strong voice. And all of the Kool & the Gang music, all their songs are something good. And it's something that people can listen to and fall in love with or just celebrate. That's one thing. Celebrate. That should be when the best songs are so sadly underrated, especially in the last 20-plus years. You know, I'm seriously, God, goodness gracious. I think that should be something that should be more appreciated. And I think that, you know, everybody wants something to celebrate.
So
celebrate good times. Come on.
The question becomes now, because every year, you know, they have like the big band that ends the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Looking at that list, I would guess, you know, maybe Dave Matthews would be the one to close things out. But how do you not have Kool & the Gang close it out with Celebrate?
Yeah, exactly.
Although I can't stand that song.
But there was JT wasn't with them, was he? He wasn't singing with them. The original, you know, the JT, the one that's known for the lead singer for Kool & the Gang, he wasn't singing with them. They saw him there. Was he singing? I didn't see the inductions. You know, I didn't see it myself personally. But I don't think that, you know, I think that they should be together. I think maybe the Scorpions will be in next year. It's coming up in the next. The Scorpions, I think, will probably be in there. But there's a lot of bands like Atlantic Star. I love Atlantic Star. Atlantic Star has been putting out really good music since the 70s. I see one thing.
I would say they've been putting out really great music always. Get it?
Yeah, always. Exactly. I got you. I got you, player. But like, I think that if some albums you can listen to, you just don't listen to the first couple of songs or whatever the case is. But you can listen to an Atlantic Star album from the front and back. You know, that's Felice, you know, I know Felice from the majority of the albums. I find pleasure in listening to them. And plus, you know, but they're like, Atlantic Star is like, they're probably my second or favorite R&B group, you know, as far as R&B, you know, even though the New Edition are all my friends and kicking up and stuff, whatnot, they're cool. But as far as talent and stuff, you know, I don't know.
No,
I'd have
I
to say that. Yeah, and plus, but I also like the more Stand the Time. But he's retiring; he's not going on tour anymore. He remembered last year he retired here in Vegas. Last show was at the Stratosphere, and so yeah, you know, I tell you right now, I used to wear my Stacy Adams and my Zoot Suit, and you know my hair was long, natural, curly. So I used to try to roll it up with rollers and stuff at night before I go to sleep, and try to have my hair look like Morris Day. I had it going on back in the day. And I remember I used to say, "Why did the Lord have cursed me with one penis?" There's so many women out there.
All right, we're doing it.
Keeping it 100.
Have a good day, Lamone. That's the threshold right there. All right, have a good day. He went a little bit too far. All right, 508-996-0500. But Lamone made a lot of great points. There's a lot of acts that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that people feel deserve to be. And part of that is because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is something that is very subjective. You know, I see people get upset, just for an example, because it just came up a few weeks ago, about the WWE Hall of Fame. The WWE Hall of Fame is storyline driven. Like, don't get upset about that. It's storyline driven. There's no real criteria for being a Hall of Famer. Sorry, didn't mean to hit the mic there. There's no criteria for being a Hall of Famer in that. It's just something that exists for them to push stories at WrestleMania time. Then people get upset about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it's so subjective. There's no real guidelines. I mean, they have some guidelines, you know, your first album had to have come out, I think it's 25 years before. Like, there's all these qualifications, but there's no real, it's not like an athletic Hall of Fame where statistics play a part. And sometimes statistics don't play a part. Sometimes people say, well, I mean, look at a guy like Gino Cappelletti, who might not have the same statistics that others had, but look at all that he did for the Patriots in their early days. So sometimes you do have to go beyond the numbers. But for the most part, numbers are a big part of how someone makes an athletic Hall of Fame. But what are you going to do when it comes to music? If you just based it on numbers, based on album sales, well, then all of these early rock and roll pioneers wouldn't get in because they didn't sell the volume of records that were sold in the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. And I was looking at some of the list of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame classes by year. And the first year being 1986. Here's who went in the first class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Elvis Presley, the Coasters, Eddie Cochran. Actually, one of these years starts 87, but I don't see where the line. I'm sorry, the Coasters started in 87. So Elvis was the of course, the big one of the first year. And how did that not happen? So the second year, 1987, was the Coasters, Eddie Cochran, Bo Diddley, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Bill Haley, B.B. King, Clyde McFadder, Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Smokey Robinson, Big Joe Turner, Muddy Waters, and Jackie Wilson. The Beatles didn't get in until 1988 because, again, that 25-year rule. But they went in 88 along with the Beach Boys, the Drifters, Dylan, the Supremes, Dion, Otis Redding. I'm sorry, Dion and Otis Redding were 89. It's hard for me to see the line where it draws the line here. So, I mean, a lot of these are surefire Hall of Famers. Nobody would argue with these acts put in as Hall of Famers. It wasn't until you started to get to the late 90s, early 2000s that people probably looked at some of these acts and said, really? Really? And I think it's as bands like Jethro Tull, acts like Jimmy Buffett, as these folks didn't get in, Luther Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass, that we've been mentioning, that people looked at and said, wait, why is that group in or that performer in and not this one? And that's when it's become really, really subjective. And certainly in the last 10 years or so, it's gotten especially bad. Not coincidentally, as they've started to let more hip-hop and R&B acts in from the 90s, that people say, well, that's not rock and roll. But a lot of it you would look at and say, but is that rock and roll? Were the Supremes rock and roll? What really qualifies as rock and roll? The 4-4 beat? I mean, the definition of what is rock and or roll, as Reverend Lovejoy says, those goalposts have changed. And I think anything that is 20th century music and beyond qualifies for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. That modern style of music that birthed from rock and roll. Without rock and roll, there's no hip hop. And some of hip hop's biggest opportunities for crossover came when it embraced rock and roll. The Run DMC cover of Walk This Way is what helped bring a lot of hip hop into middle America, into their living rooms. So you can't have one without the other. They really did kind of go hand in hand, and it's the same spirit, the same attitude. So yeah, they belong together. I mean, there's Hall of Fames for different genres. There's an R&B Hall of Fame. There's a Blues Hall of Fame. There's a Hip Hop Hall of Fame. But having it all under that one banner in Cleveland, I think makes the difference. But again, it's just going to turn into arguments every single time. But if you've missed the announcement,
your inductees for this year: Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Buffett, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Alexis Corner, John Mayall, MC5, Ozzy Osbourne, Suzanne DePass, Big Mama Thornton, A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield. That'll be your 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Someday I'm going to get out there and actually go to the hall itself. 508-996-0500 if you want to chime in on that or anything else that's on your mind. I did say we would get into that other story regarding animal abuse. So let me just give you those details really fast. And if you have an issue hearing about abuse of animals, I would say just turn off the radio for a few seconds here. But this comes from WCVB. A Centerville woman, Amanda Cianciulli, was arrested on Friday on 2 counts of animal cruelty by Billerica police. They were notified on April 15th of animal cruelty allegations against her and were made aware of videos that reportedly captured her abusing a dog that was in her custody at a Billerica home earlier this year. So she's from Centerville, but this was happening in Billerica. Police say that she tortured a dog, used a shock collar in a manner and purpose to torture a dog while it was secured in a cage, and that she struck another dog with an object 7 times while holding it down. So she agreed to let Billerica Police Animal Control take possession of her 4 dogs so they could be examined by a vet. They remain in veterinary care. She is scheduled to be arraigned today in Lowell District Court. But just another animal abuse case. As I mentioned earlier, 11 of those 46 dogs that were taken in Pawtucket go up for adoption today with the Potter League at 10 a.m. So you can go to potterleague.org to see them beginning at 10 a.m. And I don't think they list them as being from that home, but if you want to know which ones are from there and which ones aren't, just go onto the Potter League site right now and then see what dogs they add in at 10 o'clock, and that'll probably tell you. But just horrible, horrible stories. 508-996-0500. We will be back in a few moments.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
There's one of your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for this year, A Tribe Called Quest, part of the Native Tongues Posse. One of the many great groups to come out of New York in the 90s. Late 80s, early 90s. But they are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We can talk some more about that coming up. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Opening statements expected in Trump's hush money trial. The Ukrainian president is thanking the United States. And meet your new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Opening statements in former President Trump's hush money trial are set for today in New York. White House reporter and attorney John Decker says this is a big moment for the country.
This is unprecedented. This is historical. The idea that a former president in a criminal courtroom facing charges, it's unheard of. It's incredible that this could happen.
It's expected that the trial could last up to 6 weeks. That's time Trump cannot spend on the campaign trail. The former president is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. Magazine publisher David Pecker is set to be the first witness in the trial. According to the New York Times, Pecker is expected to testify about conversations with Trump about the hush money payments. Pecker, who was the publisher of the National Enquirer in 2016, admitted to running a so-called catch-and-kill plan in order to squash negative press and help Trump in the election that year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking the U.S. after the House passed a bill providing additional assistance to Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia. More from Mark Mayfield.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Zelensky said passage of the bill sends a powerful signal the U.S. will help protect democracy around the world. He called it a show of leadership and strength. He added that it's critical to get resources on the battlefield as soon as possible. The package includes about $61 billion in aid for Ukraine and is expected to pass the Senate this week. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether homeless people can be cited for camping on public property. Tammy Trujillo with more.
At the center of the case is the Oregon City of Grants Pass, which has been enforcing ordinances that ban camping in city parks and on public property. A lower court ruled that if there are more homeless people than available shelter beds, the city can't fine people for camping outside. Opponents of the city's rules argue they violate the Eighth Amendment's protections against excessive fines and cruel and unusual punishment. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Tesla is dropping prices. The electric vehicle manufacturer has faced declining sales recently, reducing prices of the Model X, Model Y, and Model S by $2,000. The company also announced layoffs last week, firing roughly 14,000 employees.
Yes. See, baby,
and the list of 2024 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame includes classic rock and hip-hop acts, among others. The names were announced Sunday night on American Idol. They include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. The ceremony takes place October 19th in Cleveland.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics opened the first round of the postseason by dominating the Heat 114-94. Boston hosts Miami for Game 2 Wednesday night. The Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs at TD Garden tonight at 7. And the Red Sox head to Cleveland to play the Guardians tomorrow night after beating the Pittsburgh Pirates Sunday 6-1.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
So we start to this work week under mostly sunny skies this morning. These temperatures in the mid-40s. This afternoon, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. Frost advisory goes into effect at 11 p.m. under clear skies. Those temperatures around 32. Tomorrow, beautiful day, mostly sunny in the upper 50s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devin for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Good life, whether right or wrong, makes
Texas wanna stay, 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 stay for a while.
And that's, of course, Dave Matthews Band, one of the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Well deserved. And I got an app chat message. First of all, Dave in New Bedford says Ken Patera should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Agreed. Was it Ken Patera or Tony Romo? One of them who, I know they both went into boxing. Not Tony Romo, Tony Roma. But I know one of them, Paul Roma. Let me have another cup of coffee. One of them boxed at Randolph High School. I'll have to look that up. And then Barb says, Barb in New Bedford says, when did local group Tavares get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? They deserved it. Actually, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're not even in the R&B Hall of Fame, which I find to be surprising. So maybe someone wants to get into that with both the R&B Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they're not in either. There is a Disco Hall of Fame, but it seems more of a fan effort than it seems to be a legitimate organization. I'm also looking at the R&B Hall of Fame website, the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame website, and it looks like they haven't inducted anybody since 2021. So maybe that's something that could be happening in the future, but as of today, Tavares is in neither Hall of Fame, which I would have thought for sure they'd be in the... There's groups in the R&B Hall of Fame that I've never even heard of. But a lot of them are, you know, ones you'd expect to find in there, but you'd expect to find Tavares in there too. But nope. So if you want to start a fan effort to try to get them into either Hall of Fame, that might be worth it. Although I can tell you the fan efforts to get people into the Rock Hall usually don't work out too well. Ask fans of bands that waited forever to get in there or aren't in there yet. Like Jethro Tull. Styx. Bands like Kiss that had to wait. I mean, there's so many groups that were influential and that have huge fan bases that just, for whatever reason, and really, for a long time, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was under the thumb of Jan Wenner. So it was really what he wanted to have happen. And if you were friends with him, like you two, you got in pretty early. If you didn't like your music like the Monkees, you weren't getting in. But now he's gone from the Rock Hall Committee, and it's a little different. Anyway, we can talk more about that if you want. 508-996-0500. There are some other things, of course, that we can discuss. A little bit of Patriots news. ESPN is reporting that Matthew Slater, who just retired, has been hired by the Patriots to be a right-hand man to head coach Gerard Mayo. So it'll be interesting to see if he gets a title, but I don't know what right-hand man encompasses, but he'll be a great voice to have around. He was a leader for those players. Even from the very beginning of his career or the beginning of his time in New England, he was somebody who was always mature and always looked upon as a locker room leader. So I think most of those people in the locker room played with him. So that'll continue on with him in a role with the coaching staff. But I mean, what title do they give him? Assistant head coach? But I that can only be a good thing, having him continue to be involved with the team. And it's kind of shaping up. I'm really liking the way that the Patriots look now heading into the NFL draft as an organization. I mean, obviously the team that goes out on the field, that still remains to be seen. But the way the organization is being set up, I kind of like it. It's different. It's certainly different than what we experienced for the last 20 plus years. But I think it's set up for success. And of course, the Bruins and Celtics both kicking off the playoffs with wins. Celtics dominating for much of that game yesterday. It was actually not as close as the final score indicates, but still a good start for a series that will probably go six, maybe even seven games, because the Heat are always a tough out. But we'll see what goes on. Jimmy Butler won't be back for this series, most likely. So that works a little bit in the Celtics' favor. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. Right now, though, we're going to take our next break and be back in a few moments.
Kick off the jams, brothers and sisters!
And that is the MC5, is Motor City 5. That's what it stands for, MC5. And they'll be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, they're from Detroit, Michigan. That's why they're the Motor City 5. And that's Kick Out the Jams, which was off their debut album of the same name. And this is a band that was basically the group that invented punk rock. There's a lot of arguments about that, about where punk was invented, who invented punk, but they're considered one of the founders of punk music. Even though at the time it was probably considered like garage rock, but hugely influential and well-deserving of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But what do you think about those other nominees? Or the other inductees, I should say, rather, for this year. Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Buffett, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Alexis Corner, John Mayall, MC5, Ozzy Osbourne as a solo artist, Suzanne DePass, Big Mama Thornton, A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield. So, diverse class, that's for sure. And plus, whatever else is on your mind, 508-996-0500. Coming up in the next hour, we will have your first cash code of the day, your chance to win $100, and also earn entry for the $30,000 grand prize. Each hour, we will have a code 10 times a day. But just for this week, this is the final week to win cash on WBSM. When you hear the code, enter it in at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app in the correct box on the Win Cash page, on the app, or on the website, and you'll be entered to win the hourly prize of $100, and you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing for $30,000, brought to you by our friends at Architect Managed IT Services. Also in the next hour, we'll be turning on the light with Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. We can talk about some things going on in the city. We'll take your phone calls with Jack, too. Always interesting when he comes in, because you never know where the conversation is going to go, and we get some great calls when Jack is in with us. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, we will have a Freetown firefighter on to talk with us about, he is going to be participating in a comedy competition, stand-up comedy, as part of an event for firefighters fighting against cancer. He'll give us all the details about that tomorrow. Maybe we'll get him to give us a little taste of his stand-up if he wants to reveal a few jokes. But this is a competition, so it'll happen. This is the New England region that he's in, and if he wins, he gets to move on and compete. So I guess it'll be something definitely worth keeping an eye on. Also, Lamone wanted me to point out the oldest and real wrestling Hall of Fame is the Cauliflower Alley Club, which began in 1963. And is now based in Las Vegas. And so, yes, that is, and that's the one that really has the respect of the people that are in the business. Most of them don't really care about the ones that are, you know, whether it be the TNA Hall of Fame or the WWE Hall of Fame. They know that those are storyline based, but Cauliflower Alley is the one that really matters to people. And by the way, it's called that because they say that you get cauliflower ears. If you've ever seen the ears of a boxer or a wrestler, from all the punches and elbows they take to the side of the head, their ears start to resemble cauliflower. They get those weird bumps and shapes to them. And so that they call the cauliflower ears, and that's why it's the Cauliflower Alley Club. But certainly that one has a ring of legitimacy to it. Because a lot of the people inducted in there too, by the way, come from a time when there was legitimacy to pro wrestling. It's always been a work, but it wasn't all, not always, but for as long as it's been a work, it wasn't really until Vince McMahon took it nationally in the 80s that they started de-emphasizing actual shoot fighting in it. Because when you've got your talent on the road nationally for 300 plus days a year, you want them to be as healthy as possible. So stop beating up on each other. But prior to that and outside of WWE, it wasn't uncommon for two people to get into the ring and actually slug it out. You didn't want to do that, but it would happen. You know, I'm going to teach this guy a lesson. I'm going to show this guy he's not as big and tough as he thinks he is, or that he shouldn't be making it all about him. And you would have a lot of that. They would stretch guys, which is where they would, you know, put them in moves that would actually hurt. And then a shoot fight is when they are just going to slug it out for real. So a lot of that stuff still went on. And certainly they would do that, you know, if you saw these wrestling shows that went around the carnivals. And they would have people planted in the crowd. So when they said, all right, who wants to take on the heavyweight champ? They had people planted in the crowd that knew how to wrestle. So they knew how to put on the show. But then every once in a while, you got the tough guy in the crowd that had to be, oh, I'll freak, I'll show you. Then they'd bring him in the room and into the ring, and they'd end up stretching him out, and, you know, he'd be screaming in agony. Because they had to maintain that illusion that it was real. Now everybody's in on the, they're in on the show. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll return after this. That'll always be my favorite Mary J. Blige song, but she's had a long career and well worth the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM. Hello, you're on the air. I've only got a couple of minutes here. All right, try calling back. Sorry to have to do that to you, but I couldn't hear you, or maybe you couldn't hear... Maybe I couldn't hear you. Maybe you couldn't hear me, but it didn't work. Also, I got the question, are the four tops in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And let me search, but I'm going to guess yes. I'm going to guess that's a given. Yes, they went in the class of 1990. So if you're not sure, you can go to rockhall.com and you can type in, when you go to the inductees page, you can go and you can type in any artist. If you're not sure, it'll look it up. It'll tell you when they were inducted. But the four tops, of course, how could they not be? But Cher wasn't even nominated for many years. This is the first time she's been nominated. Really, you should use the mic, Jack. Use the microphone. Then people can hear you. Jack Spillane is here. We're going to be...
grousing to Tim off air about my frustration that Cher is not in the Hall of Fame. Having grown up with I Got You, Babe, which is one of the great rock and roll songs.
She'll be after the ceremony.
Oh, she's being inducted?
She's been chosen as inductee, although she said she won't go.
Well, I don't blame her after the insults. Who was the longtime editor of...
Jan Wenner,
who just his mis-
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.